Are you worth the best? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Are you worth the best?
Yes.
If you're worth the best, then that means that you expect the best, you only look at quality things, you only consider things that fit with what you want, you don't load yourself down with a dozen pairs of shoes where one quality pair of shoes will do it, you know. And some people are so proud to say they have 100 pair of shoes. And you think to yourself, that's nice. They're collectors. And you don't say, they are people of quality. They are people of worth. A person of worth, really, if you look at it from that point of view, has maybe 5 or 10 pair of shoes at most. They don't have all shoes that they don't use. When the shoes are no longer a pleasure to them, they dispose of them. And this is what we all should do. When we are looking at the best, whatever is no longer of use to us or of interest to us, we dispose of it. If we hang on to it, then we just take up room in our closet or in our garage or wherever we do. And this is all great. It reminds me of Daniel in his office, you know. Mm-hmm. He has three or four dead servers, big servers, which are maybe 3 feet by 3 feet by a foot deep and filled with parts that are dead. He said so himself. They are no longer useful. And so he has to throw them out or give them away or sell them or something. And who's going to buy dead computer parts, you know? I mean, you can go down to junkyards and get all that you want virtually for nothing. They like to get rid of it because they have no way to dispose of it. Although I would think that they could crunch that metal up like any other metal, you know. But, c'est la vie. We all have this pack rat habit. And with this pack rat habit, we collect things that we don't need, we don't want, we don't use, and all it does is take room in our house. Now, when you look at a woman who has a house full of knickknacks, bric-a-brac, you don't look at her and say, gee, she has such good taste. You say, boy, she is a confused baby, you know. She can't make up her mind what she considers beautiful or useful. And she collects all these things that she has no interest in, and all she has to do is dust around them. And instead of having maybe 5 or 6 special things that are really quality, what are those things they make in Germany, the different dolls? They make these the Hummels, yeah. The Hummel dolls, and they're very expensive, but they're very beautiful and very well done and very lovely. And now, Barbie dolls come and go, but Hummels always stay. And you don't have a lot of Hummels. If you do, then you're just a pack rat. But if you have a few very beautiful Hummels that you're so happy to look at now and then, like a picture on the wall. When you have a picture on the wall of hundreds of pictures there, all your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and from when they were babies and when they're, you know, well, every year you should go through that wall and take out all the pictures and ask your family to replace them with current pictures, brand new ones. And when you do, what happens? What happens? Then you're up to date on things. Then you're living in the now. You're living in the current moment and you're enjoying it. But Daniel hanging on to those things because he couldn't decide what he was going to do with it, but right in the middle of his office, and we hanging on to things around here that have no purpose and no direction at all. Actually, we keep a fairly decent house. We do have bookshelves that are filled with books that we do not use, will not use, and cannot use because they're no longer of interest to us. And we should take them and dispose of them or whatever. Now, an almanac or something that we use is good. But, Sylvia, what are you going to do with your 2003 almanac? It's out of date. It's out of date.
Salute.
Out with it. And you have the 2008s, you know. So get rid of those other things. It's just really something that we don't do. And then we, I noticed the book next to your bed in there, Mr. Modem, remember? Well, that's out of date.
Totally, yeah.
Totally out. We don't do things anymore like he taught at the time that he was teaching that. That was back in the 70s and 80s. You know, and I mean, that's so archaic. It's just hard to believe. I watched a woman parking her car in the parking lot down at Daniel's office today, and I was walking out the door, and she pulled in sideways in a big place for her car, and there was places next to it that were open too, but she pulled in sideways. Then she opened the door and looked and saw the line was over there, and she was not there. And then she backed out and pulled in straight. Then she backed out and pulled in straight, and finally she got it right. And I looked at the car, and you know what the car was? A Jaguar.
Wow.
Here she has this beautiful top of the mark car, and she doesn't know how to park. And it just went tick tick. You know, I mean, when you got that kind of a car, you should really take lessons in how to do these things, because I mean, you should be class. You should be the top dog. And the way you are the top dog is by preparing yourself, by making sure that you do things right and you do things according to the finest way that it can be done. Now, I pulled in, and then I went up to see Daniel, and then I came out to go on errands. And when I came out, when I came back, my parking space was gone, of course, you know. And so then I saw a little further up, you know, like two or three cars away, I had to walk. Oh, dear. There were three cars, and each one was backed into its space. And I thought, hey, why not? So I backed my car into a space next to them, and it fit perfectly, of course, frontwards or backwards, you know. But then after I parked it, then I had perfect room on each side, could do open doors on either side, and when I was ready to leave there, I just started up. I didn't have to back out this way and look this way to see if there's any traffic. And you know, in a parking lot, if people move around, you don't realize it sometimes. And I'm surprised that more people don't get creamed than they do. But I did it very carefully, and it was just wonderful how it really works when you are careful and do things. But we have outmoded ideas, outmoded ways. We think, well, now backing into a parking space, you know? Well, it's so easy to drive out of it. When I was over at Fry's, and I was back, I had trucks on either side of me, and I couldn't see around them. And so until I got my tail end out so I could see something, and cars were zipping by me, you know, trying to make rush to a parking space or something, and not once slowing down to let me back out. And so I just patiently backed out. And if I had been back in and nose out, it would have been a snap. You know, why don't I do that all the time? Why don't I back in all the time? I see people doing that.
Yeah.
And really, that's very smart. Because when you're backing in, you are in total control of your area. Because nobody dares do anything because you're out there. And then you align yourself and slip right into your stall, and it's perfect. But you see, that's something new. That's a new way of doing it. People are not accustomed to doing that, and to make that change, which is really very practical and very convenient. It is amazing. I was driving up the road, and the sign said two lanes, and nobody was in the right lane. So I drove up, and then the right lane disappeared into the other traffic, and then two lanes opened up there. And so I drove in the right lane again. I wanted to be in the left lane, but I drove in the right lane. And so I got way up to the front because nobody was in the left lane. And then we turned, and then everybody was crowding to get into the left lane, and I was roaring ahead, and I was way up almost to the beginning of the left, the lane that was going to turn left, and there were all sorts of holes, and I just slipped right in, and off it was. I mean, I saved at least a 3/4 hour,
okay.
Because, and there was a traffic cop over there who had somebody had an accident, and this and that, and lots of activity, and I just went merrily cruising around it all, because I didn't want to be part of it. And, you know,
yeah,
it's easy to do.
Yeah.
I concentrated on the holes. I didn't concentrate on what the cops were doing over there. I didn't concentrate on what the other drivers were trying to do. I just concentrated on what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like saying, come, come, you know, suck me right into the hole. And it was so beautiful, just so beautiful. And the light remained green for me to come from where I was to make the turn, because I believed in it. That's what I expected. And these are the things that work well in our life when we drive with confidence and with imagination, and they work so great. So the Absolute Philosopher recommends, be yourself and have fun, but let go of your old habits and enter into some new attitudes about new ways of parking your car, new ways of going to the store, new ways of driving through traffic, new ways of wearing clothing, like, you know, wearing nice clothing, you know, new ways of doing all sorts of things. And they're there. And like Daniel said to me, he says, Herb, you look so young. You know, I had my yellow shirt on and my blue trousers. And he said, you look so young. He said, you look just fantastic. And he says, you know, Herb, if you went the next step, you could really make it. And I said, what's that? He said, well, the thing is, you want to look real young like the young people do today. And I said, well, I'm not interested in going that earring route. And he said, no, no, not that. Just the youthful idea, if you walk around with your shirt out instead of in. He said, I realized that, so I started leaving my shirt out. And he said, and I was just dapper as could be, you know. But I may do it or I may not.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it right tonight just because I did it. And I gave you a chance to look at it and say, that's
no
pretty.
No judgment.
Hmm?
No judgment.
No judgment, yeah. No judgment. Just be yourself and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll now get off to my three sons.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So, have a lovely evening and a lovely day and a lovely way and a lovely lifetime doing things your way.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you.
Eternally.
I love you.